Chapter 31. Archive. Bright Night 27. Of year 3350. It has become quiet, as far as that is possible on board a spaceship. Gronulf enjoys the nightly patrols. He can walk through the empty corridors at his own pace and get lost in thoughts. He learns more and more about the ship during his walks. Nobody is bothering him, and he only has to take care not to leave the sector assigned to him. His company gets the same sectors for 7 times 7 days, and then they are switched to different ones. As the commander, he has the great advantage of being able to assign those areas he is most interested in to himself. Today he is responsible for a medical laboratory. The room looks sterile, as expected. It smells of solvents. Along the walls there are machines whose functions he does not know. He assumes the life scientist can analyze bodily fluids here. There are slides with data and diagrams on top of one of the machines. The light has been dimmed to save energy. Through a door which recognizes him and opens automatically, he enters the next room, which is dominated by a sleeping beam. There is a multi-sectional mechanical arm holding a fearful array of tools on the ceiling. It looks as if surgical procedures are performed here. The sleeping beam is tempting. He really should get some rest. In order to avoid a sector being sealed off, it is enough if at least one Grosnop stays in it. He doesn't have to walk around, yet he also carries some responsibility as a company commander. If he is asleep, he won't be able to reach his fighters quickly in an emergency to assist them. While he does not know what this emergency might be like, he just wants to be on the safe side. However, sitting on the sleeping beam for half a bubble period will certainly not hurt his subordinates. Gronulf sits astride the sleeping beam. He hopes he will never have to be operated on. The idea of having the circle of sharp, pointy tools coming down from the ceiling towards his body makes him shiver. He is proud that he is never afraid, but he has great respect for the work of the life scientists. A door slams behind him. Gronulf opens his rear eye, but he cannot detect anything. The source of the noise must be far away. Shortly afterward, there is a hissing sound. That was definitely a bulkhead mechanically moving downward. It must have happened south of him. His company is responsible for the sectors there. If they lose another area, he will be responsible for it. He has to go and look. Gronulf jumps up and moves rapidly in the direction of the noise. He traverses a crew room, a waiting room, and an office. Suddenly, he stands in front of a closed door. It is one of the hatches that should recognize him, but it seems to be defective. Gronulf looks at the room through all four eyes. There are four exits, one on each side. The one in front of him is closed, but if he goes to the right, then left, and left again, he should be back on the way toward the source of the noise. He turns around. There are only four steps to the right side exit, but just as he gets there, the door also slams shut. That leaves the left exit. Somebody must be watching him. While his four eyes see what is happening around him, that isn't enough. He only appears to be alone. Therefore, Gronulf acts this time as if he's not sure what to do next. He even lets his knees tremble, and someone who knows the gestures of the Grosnops would draw appropriate conclusions. Without warning, he jumps as far as he can. He reaches the exit on the other side in record time, but the door is faster. This is outrageous. Someone is playing with him. Someone who can access the doors and the cameras in this room. This can only be the Omniscience. Gronulf wonders what to do. What is the Omniscience trying to achieve by blocking his way? Is there something back there he is not supposed to see? He examines the door. It is not very sturdy. He could break through it with his weapon. Then the plan of the Omniscience would fail, but he would have damaged the ship. Maybe that is exactly the plan? Is the Omniscience trying to make him damage this sector so it will have to be abandoned? Then the door, which the Omniscience closed first, reopens. Gronulf has to hold on, because a strong gust would otherwise sweep him off his feet. There must be a vacuum behind the door that was just opened. He has to leave this room right away or he will suffocate. Gronulf uses his arms and legs and struggles towards the only door still open. He slips through it, and the door immediately closes behind him. What was that? Is he now safe? This room, an office, has two other doors. He receives an answer when one of them closes by itself. This can't be true. He guesses what will happen next and therefore moves toward the still open door. Just as he gets there, the air is sucked out of this room from the other side. He runs to safety in the following room. Yet here the game repeats itself. All exits except for one are closed, and then the air is suctioned off. What might happen if he does not allow this invitation and refuses to leave the room? Gronolf hates becoming some stranger's plaything. Therefore, he prepares for the next room as if going on a long drive. He inhales air into his primary and secondary stomachs. For such emergencies, both possess a connection to his lungs, so he can stay underwater for half a bubble period with some effort and without dying. He is just ready when the door opens again that he used to get into this room. Gronolf keeps his eye on the only exit and exposes himself to the increasing vacuum. He's getting cold. The omniscience must have managed to establish a direct connection to space, probably via the sectors already sealed off. He will survive the cold. His skin is covered by a thick layer of fat, which serves as insulation. Yet after about a quarter of a bubble period, he still feels the typical sensation of heat. That is a paradoxical reaction of his thinking layer. When the brain cells underneath his skin cool down too much, his mind reports this as a feeling of heat. His skin is burning. If it really were that hot, it would develop blisters. Gronolf knows his brain can withstand a lot. During the draft, it has to survive without oxygen for a much longer time. His thoughts are still clear, but he can feel the cold in his joints. He has to take that into account when he launches his escape. Then he won't be able to run as fast as he is used to. The heat becomes unbearable, but he tolerates it nevertheless. The omniscience will see what a Groznup, who is the strongest of his plex, can do. Now he feels dizzy. In order to lower his energy requirements, he closes three of his eyes. The omniscience must realize it won't succeed with him. Once he is close to death at the latest, it will again fill the room with air, as it is not allowed to kill a Groznup. Gronolf will show the omniscience its limits. Suddenly somebody calls him. The voice sounds like his mother's. She says farewell and thanks him for his honorable death, which will become a shining example for all young Groznups. But that is impossible. His mother is billions of steps away and cannot reach him here. The omniscience is obviously mocking him. Gronolf is shaken by rage and simultaneously energized. He must not tolerate this incredible intrusion into his privacy. If he reports this to his superiors, they will finally have something to use against the omniscience, which is willing to let him die in this room. He has to get out of here. Gronolf starts running with his last remaining strength. However, the door offering his way out closes. He is imprisoned. No, nothing can stop him as long as he still has his weapon. He raises the weapon and fires at the door. Then he throws himself against it. The damaged door slams onto the floor of the next room. Gronolf does not stop. The omniscience must suspect his intentions and will try to prevent his escape. Yet he has anger on his side. He has to get out of the sector. The doors are no problem, even if they close, as he still has his weapon. However, he'd better not encounter a bulkhead. Luckily, the thick bulkheads are not very common. If he keeps to the left, he should reach the crew room of the neighboring company. He hopes the omniscience won't be able to kill him anymore once he is among other Groznups. He races through Sector 23. Destroys one door after the other, and finally stumbles through the last door, behind which several younger warriors sit around a table gambling. He is saved. Gronolf opens his eyes. He is sitting in his chair, all alone. One of the memories has returned without him having to use the archives. The following day, he was court-martialed for destroying Sector 23. Nobody believed the story of his persecution. It sometimes happened that trained warriors grab a weapon and start shooting randomly. They believed him to be such a madman. Yet he was vindicated before a verdict was reached, because something similar happened the next day in the sector of a different company. His claim that the omniscience entered his mind using his mother's voice was still dismissed as an illusion, after a life scientist stated that such visions were not uncommon when suffering from oxygen deprivation. A motion scientist also insisted that such a manipulation would be completely impossible. Yet Gronolf knows what he experienced. Someday, he will get even with the omniscience.